The following is a recording of the president's speech at Seneca, Nebraska, May the 8th.
Quiet if you want to hear. This is the fifth anniversary of VE Day. In the last 5 years, we have learned that the road to peace is the most difficult and expensive one. Eventually, we will get the kind of world peace we're working for. It'll come when the great majority of the people in the world have learned that the kind of democracy we have in the United States offers more to the average citizen than any other system of government. Some people forget that what we do here at home has a direct bearing on whether there will be peace in the world or not. Peace depends on our staying strong and remaining prosperous and making constant improvements in our democracy. That's why we need to see that business and industry continue to grow. That's why it's so important for us to press forward with better housing, better health, better schools for all our own people. That's why it's important that we have strong and prosperous farms. I'm working for these goals because I believe that they will not only strengthen this country, but will provide the best means for achieving world peace. I'm more than happy that you came out here tonight, and I'm more than happy that I stayed up to come out here and talk to you tonight. I started out on this trip to let you know that I'm still working for the same goal and trying to do the same thing for the welfare of the country that I was when I was out here asking you for votes. I think that we can accomplish the things that we really want to accomplish if we work hard enough to get them done. I tried to prove that to you in 1948. I think I did. We still have a great many things that need to be done in this country and in the world. I'm going around to Grand Coulee Dam and out into Wyoming, Montana, and North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and finally wind up in Chicago. And when I get through, I think the people of the United States will understand that my position on the great issues which face this country and the world has not changed, that I'm still working for the same goal, and I'm doing my best to make this government a government of all the people. And I'm doing my best to attain world peace, a peace that will last. And I think that's to the interest of all concerned. I appreciate most highly for coming out here tonight. I thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much.